Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of the things that have happened in this state have surprised a lot of people. You think of the dynamic changes where they would say, oh, there's never going to be legalized gambling in Pennsylvania. Well, they started with slot machines. And then shortly after, well, to compete, we got to do the full Monty, full gaming, which they did that. And then people said, well, we will never see medical marijuana in this state after so many other states had done it. And here we are almost 2 years in.
That's right.
And now they're talking about recreational marijuana possibility in the near future.
Yes, absolutely. There are Senate bills, Senate Bill 350, that's in, you know, Pennsylvania right now, leading towards, you know, full legalization. Ending prohibition in Pennsylvania is what we hope to see happen.
And our Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman visited every county in the state.
I didn't realize they actually were so many counties. I think 67 counties.
And the feedback he received, because the governor said, you go out amongst the people.
Listen to the people.
And bring back what they say. And what did they say?
They said that they're for adult use legalization. They absolutely did. And I attended several of those sessions, and I can tell you that Lieutenant Governor was not giving his opinion. This was not something where anybody was being swayed in any way. It was truly a town hall experience, asking the people to have an opportunity to go to the microphone and speak their mind freely about how they feel about this. And then at the end of each town hall, they would do a vote and a raise of hands of how many people were in support. The ones that I attended both only had one person that said no, although that one person ended up getting in the news. And of course, it made it seem like there was even more. But I was in the room myself, and the two that I attended had pretty much unanimous.
Is it safe to say, Gina, that most Pennsylvanians, if I went out on the street right now and said, what's the difference between medical marijuana, CBD, and recreational marijuana, I would get a lot of blank stares.
There's still a lot of confusion around it, as that's completely to be understood. I mean, marijuana has been a Schedule I drug and been banned for so long, and there's still all these stigmas that remain around the plant.
Including people in jail or people whose only offense has been that, which carries with them on their record.
Yes, but now you can actually, if you have nonviolent, you know, crimes related to cannabis, you can actually go and try to get that pardoned even before we are fully adult use legal right now. So that's exciting, because how can we allow there to be people in our state making money off of marijuana where there are people in jail over the same plant? And so I really feel that as we move towards this, that we hope that expungement will happen and we can move forward.
And this comes from the governor's office.
That's
including
right.
Tom Wolf and John mm-hmm. Fetterman trying to expunge the records. And part of the impetus of that is to get these people back in the workforce who in some cases can't get employment because of that mark on their record.
That's right.
Now, hemp is a sister plant or cousin plant.
You can think of it as cousin. A cousin.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's more distant. And Gina, I'm shocked how many people don't know the difference between, they hear hemp, they think marijuana, but it's different. And it was banned for years from people growing here.
That's right.
But the farm bill changed all that.
Yep.
And it's a game changer for the farmers, even in this state.
Yes, it actually looks so much similar, like the plant itself, that it was growing in a field, that there are actually people that are stealing hemp plants thinking that they're busting into, you know, marijuana farms. So they're still, you know, on the basic level, I mean, it's a cousin plant. I mean, they're different varieties of the same species of a plant. But now once the Farm Bill passed in 2018, the federal government changed the legal status of hemp. So now it can be grown in Pennsylvania, which is really exciting. This could become a major cash crop for our community.
Especially for farmers who have suffered and don't have maybe the ability to grow anything else and I understand it's a hardy, sturdy plant. In fact, it has many uses.
Absolutely. I mean, it can be used for many different things. whether it be a source of fiber, a source of food. I mean, it's been commercially grown for many years before it was prohibited. And now the fact that we can think of, I mean, it could be made into concrete. I don't know if you've seen that. They're making all sorts of things out of hemp.
Drywall.
So the possibilities of what the plant can do in the industrial sense are fantastic, but then also what the hemp plant can do medicinally to help people is also impactful.
Therein lies the problem. Now people are seeing CBD stores, CBD products popping up everywhere in gas stations, jewelry stores.
It really is everywhere.
Giant
now.
Eagle. What is CBD?
Right. And that's, I mean, we have to really get to the basic root of what this is and why we even want to use it. I mean, people are turning to CBD because they've already tried so many pharmaceutical drugs to manage their pain or manage their anxiety. And now that there is an available way to use cannabis freely, you can, like you said, it's at the gas station, it's at the grocery store. It's not going to work for everyone. It's certainly not going to necessarily be something you can get rid of all your medications for. But there have been many people that have been able to get off of certain medications because of the qualities of helping pain management.
But they can't make any medical
claims. They cannot make claims at this point. Absolutely.
So if anyone's making medical claims selling you CBD, that's a caution flag.
Absolutely. And every CBD company should be getting third-party lab testing.
Right, which you have to go, you should have done. Now, there's some snake oils out there, so it's really important that people get the information. And where would they go to get that information on the legitimate CBD products and what it might do to help them?
Well, I feel that that's one thing that we want to do at Sensi. I mean, our magazine is going to be out every single month. It's free. It's going to be online as well. So we want to make sure that in Pittsburgh, we're utilizing the publication to help educate the community about things just like this. But when you want to become an educated consumer and you want to make sure that you're spending your money effectively, I mean, this is not cheap stuff. CBD is not cheap. You want to make sure that you're buying a quality product. And with that, you want to make sure that the product has been third-party lab tested, and you want to know what you're consuming.
And you may be able to get it homegrown here in Pennsylvania.
That is correct.
And there's a symposium coming up in March.
Yes. So one of my clients at Sensi AgriFarm is hosting their very first hemp symposium on March 9th. And what's really great about this is there's so many people that have questions. And so we're bringing together some panels to talk about the new rules for THC and CBD testing. They have Sarah Pickle, the hemp program director, confirmed to speak, as well as the deputy PA secretary of agriculture, Fred Strathmeyer. There's going to be Pennsylvania farming updates, how to grow hemp, the Penn State University hemp research update. So it's going to be really fantastic. You can go onto Eventbrite and search AgriFarm Hemp Symposium to learn more about the event taking place March 9th.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.